Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, and I have a show for you today. As always, busting through the myths of holistic health. I'm going to do that today. We're going to go after osteoporosis. Why? Not necessarily because it's my favorite topic, but because it's on the tip of your tongue. Everybody after 50 has this notion about their bones are thinning, they're getting older, and God forbid they should break their hip, end up in a hospital, and die with tubes up their nose. And this blatantly is the deepest fear for a lot of people. Many of us have had family members who, as they age, their bones just turn to mush, turn to sponge. It's pain every day. You can't stand. You lie in bed. Worse than that, you break your hip. You break a bone somewhere, the neck of the femur. And, of course, Western medicine comes to the rescue because we give you these bone density tests, which mean next to nothing, which tell us next to nothing. Then we get these solutions, which are, for the most part, very superficial. Don't really work. Even Pharmaco will tell you they haven't got great drugs for this stuff. To make matters worse, thinning of the bone is like graying of the hair. It just happens. It's going to happen. It's part of normal aging. And from then, it gets really complicated. So I'm going to do a show today. As always, it's going to ask you to listen deeper, to learn more, to get on my website. If you're driving, if this is the first time you've heard the show, welcome. This is not a show about selling supplements. This is a show about giving you education so you may be more discreet using those supplements. So buy them elsewhere. But for the purposes of this show, get the concepts. That's too much for a lot of people, I understand. That's why I archive all the shows. Get to the website when you can. If you're driving, just listen. And then when you can, take a little time, get to that website. We're on what? This is show like 311. I have 311 hours of great stuff. I have doctors all over the United States from all walks of medicine listening to this show because it really is a great blend of hard science with what we call natural medicine, and I think that has its niche. All right, osteoporosis. What does it mean? It means you go to the doctor and you get your yearly physical. And they put you in a machine and they tell you your bones are thinning. And then you freak out. And the first thing, of course, you do is read up on the internet that you've got to have adequate amounts of vitamin D. Yes, this is true. And, of course, that number is debatable. 30 to 100 nanograms per milliliter. That's what they'll tell you in the classic conventional perspective. Dr. Cannell and others want that 30 up at about 60 or 70. Things are still debated. I'd play it midstream and get my vitamin D up there at about 60, 70 nanograms per milliliter. After vitamin D, of course, then the word that really collapses everybody is hormones. My hormones. And we use the word hormone because we've been taught by Pharmaco and by the media that if there's a hormonal problem, there's a hormonal solution in the form of a cream or an injection or something. So you got to look at your estrogen and your testosterone because we all know we got less of that as we age. And if we just go buy that and spray it on or inject it in or take it as a sublingual or do whatever, we're going to build the hormonal part of the bone. And so now we've got vitamin D and the hormones. Then, of course, we want to exercise. And if we exercise, we're going to build bone. And after we've played around with the topical concepts, we think we've done our job. And this is my point to you. you do those things. You should look into those things. You got to understand what we mean, though, by hormonal balance, and we'll get to that today. But after you do that, 9 times out of 10, it's not enough. And if you really get into what osteoporosis or thinning of the bone is about, you'll understand why just doing those things and a few more things isn't enough. And that's where the education comes in. You've got to understand it. So first of all, you've got to understand bone. So if you're on the website, take a look at picture number 2. If not, just listen along. Bone, it looks like an ice cream sandwich. There's 2 plates and then a soft middle. That's bone. And I think all of us have had some relationship with bone marrow somewhere along the line, ladies, in cooking. At the holidays, bone marrow soup. We've got this concept of bone somewhere hidden away. Bone is like an ice cream sandwich. You got 2 steel plates on the outside, 2 hard plates on the outside, and soft, gooey stuff on the inside. And on the outside, that's what we call the cortical bone. So your bone, if we take your thigh bone and we cut it in half and we look down, we're going to see this circle of hard, compact, or what we call technically cortical bone. That's what you're looking at in picture 2. And then in the center is the spongy bone. And that spongy bone is the bone marrow. And in the marrow are 2 things, red and white marrow. The white marrow is the fat, and the red marrow is where the white blood cells and, well, I should say the red marrow is where the stem cells make all the cells of your blood. So your whole immune system is deriving from that bone marrow. All your red blood cells come from that bone marrow. So red blood cells, white blood cells, lymphocytes, neutrophils, macrophages, killer T cells, NK cells, the whole slew of immune system cells, connective tissue cells, are being made in the red part of the marrow. The yellow part of the marrow is fat, and we'll talk about that later. So that's kind of the layout of the bone. Now, when you talk about osteoporosis, you're not talking about the marrow. In classic Western medicine, you're not talking about the marrow. I'm going to link it to the marrow later, and that's what Western medicine hasn't figured out yet that Eastern medicine has a grip on. And I'll show you the link up there, but for later. So in the classic Western sense, when you go to the hospital, you get your bone marrow, you get your bone density measured. They're only concerned with the cortical bone, the outside shell. And if it looks thin, then they start to tell you you have osteopenia. If it looks really thin, and they say, well, compared to everybody else your age and sex, it's really thin. Compared to the lady down the street, it's really thin. And she's your age. They tell you it's really thin, and that's osteoporosis. So there's lots of gray about this. Nobody's really happy with this osteopenia, osteoporosis thing. And the reason nobody's really happy with it, it's hard to get a norm. Who's to say what your bone density is supposed to be? We can only do this through statistics, and a lot of times statistics run against common sense. The difference between an Eskimo, a Maasai, and a Colombian, just that genetic difference between the 3 groups, means you can't put things into norms, and I'm not going to get too much into this, but it's a really, really shaky area, truly a shaky area. So, you go to the doctor and they tell you you're osteoporotic. That means that cortical bone has thinned out. Now, if we go into the cortical bone and we really look at what's going on inside the cortical bone, we're going to see 3 types of cells. Actually, there's more, but I'm going to mention 3 types of cells in the cortical bone or the compact bone. We have osteoblasts. We have osteoclasts. If you're online, look at picture number 6. Osteoblasts, osteoclasts, and osteocytes. The osteoblast is the progenitor cell. It's the cell that makes the bone you want, the bone you have more of when you're young, is made by the osteoblast. And then as that osteoblast matures, it becomes an osteocyte. That's what you want. Now, when those osteocytes, those bone cells, get ready to die, they need to be regenerated. Or new ones need to take their place, I should say. When those osteocytes, made by those osteoblasts, get beat up too much, are ready to die, so then they can be replaced, another cell has to step in to break them down. Old, dying, useless, senescent osteocytes, meaning what was once a good, strong bone cell, at a certain point gets resorbed or eaten, so to speak, broken down. The demolition crew comes in, and that demolition crew is in the form of another cell called an osteoclast. Osteoclast. So you have osteoblasts making osteocytes, and then when those osteocytes need to die and be replaced, you got to break them down and clean out the space. And we use the osteoclast to do that. So you think of osteoblasts as the cells you want. And you think of osteoclasts as the cells that, well, they have a role. But it's the balance between the osteoblast and the osteoclast. How many new ones are you making? And how fast are you breaking them down? It's that balance between those two cells that creates your bone metabolism, or bone modulation, as we'll call it. Now, what controls that is the issue. This is where you got to put your thinking caps on. This is where you got to dig deeper. It's a complicated topic. I'm going to make it as simple as I can. I'm going to give you more concepts. But more concepts may lead to more questions, and that's good. That's why I have this show archive. You can listen to it again. I have articles that you can read on your own. It doesn't take a long time to really have an understanding of what we call by health of the bone. Otherwise, you're enslaved to nutritional supplements or pharmaceutical drugs, neither of which by themselves are that effective. And that's why I selected this topic today, because herbal medicine doesn't have this figured out. So forget this notion that you're going to have a healthy bone metabolism based upon herbal solutions. They'll help. They may be important to a point. But if that's what you're dishing it off to, forget it. And as far as the pharmaceutical solutions, they're pitiful. And sometimes pharmaco does a good job, and sometimes they do a lousy job. Right now, we just haven't come up with drugs that are that effective. Fosamax and these other things, one of the things that the pharmaceutical drugs do is they slow down or suppress osteoclasty. Now, let's see what you've learned. Something like Fosamax, which was one of the famed pharmaco drugs, what it did is it suppressed osteoclasty, which means it slowed down the rate of bone resorption. When you slow down the rate of bone resorption, meaning you slow down how aggressively your osteoclasts are going to eat bone, well, then you prolong the time at which the other cells, the bone cells, the osteocytes, survive. So now let's remember the normal metabolism. The normal metabolism, an osteoblast, makes a bone cell, an osteocyte. And when that osteocyte's day is done, the osteoclast eats it, and then new bone is made. And so what they do with Fosamax and other drugs is they just suppress the osteoclast. Now, that looks good on a bone scan. That looks good when you get your bone mass measured, because you've got more old bone. Note what I said. You've got more old bone. The osteocyte that was supposed to die after 20 days and get eaten doesn't get eaten. We interfere with nature's process, and we allow the osteocyte, the bony cell that we made, that was once good, that now is supposed to die, we artificially induce a longer lifespan. And when we do that, we look at each other, we clap our hands, and we say, gee, your bones are thicker on the scan. And thus, we're doing better. And of course, this is the crock. That is a lie. You're not doing better. Your bones are denser, but it's denser, more brittle bone. It's not denser, more pliant bone. Denser, more youthful bone. Denser, more flexible bone. Denser, more bone like you had when you were a teenager playing football and you'd get whacked by somebody, go up in the air, down on your head, you'd bounce back up and run back to the huddle. Remember those days. That is not the kind of bone that you're getting when you're on pharmaceutical drugs. And to understand that, you had to understand a little bit of the physiology. So here's a great example of how pharmaceutical medicine tries to do good, but really, it's a joke. And they know that. And nobody in Pharmaco is really impressed with the drugs we use today to treat osteoporosis. And some people may need it. You can't say drugs are always bad. You can say we have different levels of solutions with pharmaceutical drugs. And sometimes in acute situations, in crisis situations, they're great. Sometimes they're okay. And sometimes they're lousy. The problem with bone metabolism for pharmaceutical companies is that thinning of the bone is part of a natural aging process. You can cut it any way you want, and you can be on whatever health kick you're going to be. Your bones are going to get thinner as you age. And of course, we're Americans, and we're all 60 plus and looking for solutions, and we've got second lives and second careers and second educations and all these great things. The last thing we want to hear today in America at 50 or 60 is you're an old person. In the American tradition, we raise our children to fear old age. Yes, I'm being tongue-in-cheek. This is a problem. We fear getting old because it means you're useless, because it means you're sagging. You've got a beauty, narcissistic culture that Park Avenue has produced that we reciprocate with constantly through the media. And this notion that you're getting old and your bones are thinning just doesn't set with you. And you can see where the seeds of deception are planted here. It's great to figure if you put on an estrogen cream, your bone density issues are going to go away. And this is just not true. Now, there is silver lining here, but you've got to understand what's really going on. So, number one, cortical bone, bone marrow. Number two, osteoplasts making good, strong osteocytes, and osteoclasts eating out the dead bone or the old bone as it should. We have pharmaco interfering with the process and unknown to many, really just rendering us with good statistics, but functionally more useless bone. All right, let's keep going. Now, I'm going to introduce another word. If you're on the site, look at picture number 8. Picture 8 does a great job of this. I'm going to use two words here. Catabolism and anabolism. Catabolism and anabolism. And you guys know what these words are. When you reach puberty, remember those days, when you reach puberty, are you going into an anabolic or a catabolic state? Catabolic meaning breakdown, anabolic meaning buildup. And of course, you know the answer. When you go into puberty, you're going into tremendous anabolism. You're getting your spurts. Everything's growing. Muscles are getting thicker. Bones are getting denser. Hair is getting shinier. Everything's happening when you go into puberty. You're sprouting. And then after the age of 70, we go into a very catabolic state. Actually, after the age of 30, we start going into catabolic states, meaning breakdowns. Now, you don't notice it, but you do notice it. All of you know, really, if you're in a anabolic or a catabolic state. If you're 60 years old and you're dragging every day, if you're tired, if it just takes energy to get through the day, don't kid yourself. That's catabolism. You are definitely breaking down. Anabolism occurs when you start getting healthy. Anabolism occurs when running up that hill is a pleasure and easy to do. Anabolism occurs when somebody looks at you after a year or two or three of getting healthy and says, my God, compared to 3 years ago when you were 60, now you're 63 and you look a lot younger. What are you doing? Anabolism occurs after you've had a massage session or a yoga session and it's had a powerful therapeutic effect, if it's had a therapeutic effect. Anabolism is occurring when you're on vacation out there in the sequoias, in the Redwood National Forest for a month, and you haven't touched a cell phone, you haven't eaten any bad food, you've slept on the earth, and your body's just drawing in the current from the woods around you, and someone looks at you and says, my God, in 1 month, you look like you've taken off 30 years of aging. That's anabolism. Our bodies are always in some balance of anabolism versus catabolism. We're going one way or the other, one way or the other, and rarely are we holding steady. Okay. Now, first thing you need to learn about bone. So the show starts now. First thing you need to learn about bone. The minute you go into sustained catabolism, if you're in catabolism too long, your body uses the bone to back up your deficiencies. Yes. If you're in a catabolic state, if you're going into aging, worse yet, aging too quickly, and you all know who you are, if you just don't feel well, rest assured, you're in catabolism. And if you're in catabolism, you're dissolving bone too fast. At a certain point, even compared to the norm of all the other sick people, which is the crock of norms, but even compared to the norm of all the other sick people, you're even sicker than them, and they'll say osteoporosis. So is osteoporosis a disease? Well, secondarily, you can call it a bad consequence of health issues that aren't being dealt with. And just to superficially spread some drugs or some herbs over it, I think is myopic, and it doesn't really work that well. Again, it's better to do something than nothing. But if you really want to get it down, understand that catabolism or breakdown of you always means breakdown of bone, because the bone is a reserve energy. Now, I didn't discover this. Eastern medicine, Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic, meaning from India, Indian medicine, understands this. All medicines have understood this. Every culture has understood this. Ancient medicine understands this. And too often people look at the old stuff as the unsophisticated, not technologically developed, and naive. And I kind of love that. We get in there on the Old Testament and the New Testament, documents going back thousands of years, that we take literally. And we don't question it. But if somebody talks about medicine at 2000 BC, well, that was primitive stuff. That's a contradiction. You got to take a look at that contradiction. And my point to you is, as far as this topic is concerned, the ancients understood that bone is a reserve force. The Chinese called it the Jing. This needs to be respected by you. You are listening. You who are interested. You who are frightened by the fact that somebody's told you you're osteoporotic, and you're innocent enough to be deceived into thinking you've got it handled because you take your vitamin D and you do your estrogen cream and a couple of herbs that supposedly help the bone metabolism. This is nonsense. You deserve better. So you have to understand that the bone is a reserve bank of power. And wherever you go catabolic, the bone dissolves to fill the gap. Now, the question becomes, of course, you can see where we're going here, I hope. Why would you go catabolic? Why are you in deficiency? Here's five off the top of my head. You're under great stress. Your cortisol goes up, and so all your bone dissolves. You're having too many babies too fast. Too many babies too fast. Guess where all your bone goes? Well, we know this. Those wonderful moms who we celebrate in a week or so, we're going to do a mom show. What is it, next? Yeah, I think it's next Sunday is Mother's Day. Well, whenever it is, it's coming soon. I'm going to do a mom show. But the point is, you moms, those of you who have been moms, those of you who are going to be moms, that are pumping out these kids every year, believe me, if you're your average American, you're sucking the bone right out of you. Now, we hate to think that way. It's not politically correct. Our kids, we can't think of as parasites. And of course, they're not. But everybody will tell you, and you know, they take a lot out of you. That has a physical meaning, ladies. Gentlemen, husbands, if you find your wives starting to go kind of crazy after the second or third kid, if things have changed in the bedroom, if things have changed psychologically in the way you both relate to each other, it's because the child draws current. It draws bone. Women lose bone to their children. Stress, childbearing. Here's another one. Infection. What infection? Dear Mr. Smith, you have an infection in the bone. Here's the shade of gray. Here's the problem. Rarely are we going to be finding proof of infections in the cortical bone. Rarely will we find the proof. I'm not talking your classic osteomyelitis. I'm simply talking about the fact that there's tons of viruses and bacterias and all sorts of things, goblins we haven't even discovered yet, that love to live in the cortical bone. It's a good place to eat. It's a good place to feed. And when it hits the bone, the immune system sees it. And it starts this little war, low-grade inflammatory conditions in the bone or thereabouts. And do you know what that means? It means you're going to stimulate osteoclasty. Now, I want you to get this. This is important. If you're driving and you can follow this, you are a crackerjack. If you're driving and you can follow this, good for you. Keep your eyes on the road, though. Anytime anything goes into bone cells and inflames them, attacks them, tries to eat them, chips away their cell membranes, whatever it might be, the osteoclasts, the bone eaters, look at that and go, hey, you know what? That bony cell is dying faster because it's being attacked. Our job is to go in there, and now that that bone is damaged, we need to finish the job and kill it so we can build new bone. You stimulate osteoclasty. You stimulate osteoclasty, bone cell degradation. You stimulate it off the back end of an inflammatory process that's caused by infection. Now, if you speed up osteoclasty and the osteoblasts can't keep up, you lose bone. Now, I know I said a lot, but if you can understand what I just said, if you can take that in, you can understand that we just opened Pandora's box, because really, everything that harms your health, everything that harms your health, harms your bones. So this notion, I went to Kaiser to do my physical, and they told me, Mr. Smith, you're osteoporotic. That means, compared to all the other people who live the wrong lifestyle in an ecologically defunct environment, your bones are thinning out even faster than theirs for your age and gender and et cetera. And your first move is going to be, okay, what do I do about this? And what you're learning here, and what I hope you're getting this, is that anything that harms your health, here's another one, sleep. If you're not sleeping, you don't make your reserve energy. If you're not sleeping, you don't have enough time to rebuild your bone. If you have sleep apnea, even when you're sleeping poorly. Then it's five. There's five different things. How about if you're a vegetarian and you should have been a meat eater? How about if you're a meat eater and you should have been a vegetarian? How about if you just haven't figured out your dietary code? Your diet for you stinks. How about if you're one of those people that thinks one size fits all, because that's what all the people that write the books about diets and ways of life like to do, because it makes them more money. I'm sorry. I'm going to come right out and say it. This is idiocy. This dietary thing is idiotic. That anyone can stand up and say, this is the way you're supposed to eat, when you're looking at a Nicaraguan, a Mongolian, an Eskimo, a pygmy, and somebody from the Maasai tribe of Africa. And let me throw in a Kenyan. And we're all supposed to eat the same. The globalism of nutrition. Really? Absolute. Is that common sense? Come on, forget all the science. Is it common sense that people as diverse as those on the equator to those up in the Arctic are supposed to eat the same? Is that common sense? The more you study science, the more you see that the mistakes that are made in science come from a breach of common sense. This is why it's always the public that keeps the academics honest. It's always the public. Because the public's not impressed with their credentials. The academia are impressed with their credentials. The authorities develop a dogmatic perspective because they're in the public eye, and once they commit to an opinion, well, they're trapped in their commitment. The minute you change your mind, everyone says, well, then you don't know who you are and what you mean. So what happens in the academia is they take a stance and then they die with that stance. Well, the public is listening and going, this doesn't make sense. So diet, if you're deficient in your diet because you've bought into some ridiculous dogma that doesn't work for you, your bone is going to suffer. Now, that's a bunch of examples. There are tons more. You don't believe me? If you go to picture number, look at this, picture number 12. Causes of osteoporosis: glucocorticoid medications, excessive alcohol consumption, smoking, obstructive pulmonary disease. I could translate all of these into the real meanings, but we don't have time. Gastrointestinal problems, prolonged use of proton pump inhibitors. I'm going to go after that at a future show. All these PPIs that they have out there, all these proton pump inhibitors that you take for your acid reflux, brain damage on the way. There's going to be lawsuits eventually. This is a big one. The side effects of proton pump inhibitors are huge. And of course, the incentive to prescribe them is massive because the esophageal cancers are skyrocketing. This is a whole new pocket of medicine now that's booming. We got all these neat little scans that we do to go down and check out these cancer cells in the esophagus or dysplastic cells before cancer. And once we see them with these dynamite endoscopic cameras, then the next thing you know, you're on a PPI, man. It's a big deal. And there's 5,000 articles stating that the prolonged use, meaning you're on a PPI for 5 years, you're headed towards Alzheimer's or some form of dementia. And it's in the literature. Look at this. causes of osteoporosis, prolonged use of PPI, COPD, smoking, excessive alcohol, glucocorticoid meds, anticonvulsant medications, hyperthyroidism, hyperparathyroidism, cancers, autoimmune diseases. Okay, I'll stop. You've understood the point. Now, if you started this show today thinking, oh, yes, I've got my bone metabolism covered, vitamin D, estrogen, exercise, of course, my calcium, a little hydrochloric acid to ensure calcium uptake, and I'm covered. If you started out the show that way today, look at what we just taught you. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. I do this show to give you the concepts. It's my solution for my frustration at watching good people, good health-conscious people, get buffaloed by mythical notions of health. I've existed in this industry for 25 years. Chiropractic school, acupuncture school, working slowly but surely towards higher levels of graduate degree in chemistry, running health centers, running massage schools, seeing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds over now approaching 25 years of people in all sorts of health crises. And the number one reason you don't heal is because you don't understand. You got to put health on the A list. And I don't necessarily mean, and this is important, I don't mean health on the A list in terms of the amount of time, money, and energy. I mean health on the A list in terms of understanding. Staying healthy is elegant and not as time consuming as you think and not as costly as you think if you have understanding. Natural health suffers because it boomeranged off the allopathic model. The MD model of health is you go in, you lie down, they tell you what's wrong, and then they give you something. And lots of you think that's the way natural health works. It doesn't. So I'll leave that alone. But if you get into the excitement of how the human body functions and you can grasp the concepts, well, the return you get for that minimal investment is massive. So here's your return for today so far. We got lots of time. The bone is a reservoir of energy. And when we talk about thinning of the bone, it is directly proportional to all the indices of health. All the bad things put you in breakdown. Too much breakdown puts you in catabolism. When catabolism outweighs buildup, meaning anabolism, you're in deficiency and your body just dumps the bone into the blood to back you up. And that's why your bone's thin. If you got that, pat yourself on the back. All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going. All right. All right, I've got something fascinating here. It is fascinating. I love when I get to do this kind of a show. I don't even know I'm going to do this kind of show until the morning of the show. But I always find something out in the literature that's just rock and roll. So here it is. Go to the top. Building osteoblasts. Go to. You're on show 311. You're at the top. You're looking at. Read this article on your own later. Okay. I put the whole article on. Read it later. Comes out of China. Have you noticed that most of the articles I put on are from countries outside the United States? That's a bad sign. That is a really bad sign. And that's because, well, the scientists in the United States are really locked in. They can't get money for stuff like this. There's so much prejudice in science in the United States. There's so much pressure for scientists to stay more limited before they get funding that you don't see these kind of articles. Enough with that. Just keep that in mind, though. Look at this article out of China here. Differentiation of bone marrow stem cells into osteoblasts, and adipocytes, and its role in treatment of osteoporosis. All right, let's break this title down. If you're driving or you're doing something else, you're multitasking. What this article is about is that your osteoblasts, if you have lots of them and you're 70, you got strong bones. If you're 80 or 90, if you're 90 years old, I was watching Jerry Lewis last night on YouTube. Jerry Lewis is 90. My God, I mean, talk about a sharp mind. Listening to Jerry Lewis, you know, he's not doing so well. I mean, he's 90. But man, is his brain strong. He is sharp and articulate, right on the dime. If you're 80 or 90 and you've got lots of functional osteoblasts making new bone cells, you have strong bones. Now, those osteoblasts are made, they're derived from stem cells. So let's go in, take the bone, cut it in half, look in there and see the marrow. In the marrow are stem cells. Those stem cells are pluripotent cells, meaning they do anything they want. Those stem cells become osteoblasts, or they become osteoblasts, which is good, or adipocytes. Adipocytes. Tomato, tomato, who cares? An adipocyte is a fat cell. Stem cells in the marrow become an osteoblast or a fat cell. So if you look at somebody's bone marrow, from the time they're young to the time they're old, what you see, we got to put a few concepts together now. What you see in the bone marrow of young people versus old people is an increase in the amount of fat in the bone. The marrow has fat. And as people age, they increase the amount of fat in the marrow. The marrow that had less fat and more red pulp, meaning more stem cell, now has less red and more fat. That's another way of saying, as you age, the stem cells are under some sort of a pressure to convert to adipocytes or fat cells rather than bone cells. This is important. So if you're 40 years old, and your osteoblasts are working hard to keep your bones strong, by the time you're 50, those osteoblasts, they're not being produced as fast. Instead, the stem cells, the progenitors, are producing fat cells instead of bone cells. There's a change in that proportion. Young, few fat cells made, lots of brand new osteoblasts. 60, 70, 80, you're making less osteoblasts, therefore less new bone and more fat cells, which means if you go into the marrow of somebody, as they age, you see more fat being produced in the marrow. Now, here's the clincher. Here's what's fascinating. This has been understood for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It has been understood probably from the beginning of time that one of the central axes of health is to create a better bone metabolism so you don't have to produce more fat. The fact that fat serves as a lipophilic site for toxicity, the fact that fat is the perfect reservoir for metals, for infections, for every known chemical, for pesticides, for PCBs. The fact that when the chemicals that our modern day culture produces swarm to the body, look for receptor sites, and find that the fat of the marrow is a great place is a very interesting finding. Because what it effectively means for you is that your body has to store its poisons in the fat. And if it does, there's no impetus or there's no argument to make new bone. I'll say this a different way. For every stem cell in your bone at 70, for every stem cell that becomes a brand new bone, a brand new bone cell, is a stem cell that has to become an adipocyte or a fat cell. And the reason for that is, as you age, the concentration of poison goes up so high in the body that you need to use your bone marrow as a toxic reservoir. Which is to say, then, as people age in modern, ecologically defective societies, that the cost of living in the cities, the cost of living in more polluted, less fertile environments, is that to survive the poison, the concentration of poison, we have to turn the bone marrow into fat. And that doesn't leave enough bone marrow stem cells to create bone. The toxicities are competing for the health of your bone. The inflammatory processes in the bone are being driven by the toxicities in the air, in the water, in the food. Which is to make an argument for something that ancient medicine, so I'm getting into ancient medicine again. Ancient medicine insisted that as you trained deliberately, methodically, with intelligence, with persistence, ancient medicine claimed that sooner or later you would develop relationship with the marrow of your bone. Now, those of you who have listened to the show regularly know this isn't the first time I talk about the marrow of the bone. But what I've never done for you is hook it into osteoporosis, which is to say that you're thinning in your bones. Mrs. Smith, I'm talking to you. You're thinning in your cortical bone because your osteoblasts are spending all their time building the fat of the marrow instead of building you new bone. And the reason for that is years of toxicity have gotten to the point where it's forced your marrow. It's forced your bone marrow to be used as a toxic site for all the fat-soluble poisons that have been added up that haven't been flushed out. Now, that's fascinating. And of course, what is modern science? This segment to you is off the back end of an article out of China by very credentialed scientists. This is not a lightweight article. This is the Institute of Orthopedics in Beijing, the Department of Orthopedics in another part of China, and the College of Life Science, University of China of Sciences, also in Beijing. This is not a lightweight article, but of course they wrote this article because what do they want to do? They want to go in and somehow figure out some way to divert the stem cell from going to the fat cell. They want to divert it so it goes into an osteoblast. They want to once again go in and interfere. This is how I put a lot of these articles on my show. Science is great. It does all the work for you. They always decide to do the wrong thing. They have to study the science, and then they have to interfere with it. And this is the problem. They ought to study the science and then embellish the science as the divine intended it. That would be a discreet, intelligent choice. But what science often does is it studies the mechanism, and once it understands the mechanism, it interferes with the mechanism. And this is always a long shot. So, if you're osteoporotic, where you're really going is to an understanding that you've got to create relationship with your bone. And relationship with your bone, how many shows have I done on that? I've been doing shows for 5 years. I'm always talking about osteoporosis. I don't have to say osteoporosis. I just have to say create relationship with the marrow of your bone. Turn those deficient, brittle bones into soft, flexible bones. Create relationship where there's so much perfusion into the marrow that the solvents take out the poison in the marrow so that the red pulp can increase, so that the yellow fat can decrease. Change the proportion of red pulp to white pulp in the marrow through health practice. This is what bone marrow qigong is about. This is what any of the Eastern arts, this is what any of your health regimens, this is what the people of Scandinavia are doing in their banyas. I mean, think about it. Think about a relatively healthy person eating a lot of clean fat, clean fish up there in Scandinavia traditionally. The mess up there today, oh my God, help us. But traditionally, to eat those fresh, unadulterated, purified fish oils 200 years ago up there, and then to have a weekly practice, bi-weekly, a tri-weekly practice of going into 200-degree saunas and diving into icy streams or diving into the snow and then going back and going forward. I have a YouTube clip. It's a 50-minute YouTube clip on the relationship of Banya to the country of Finland. It is fascinating. We do Starbucks. In America, we do Starbucks. In Finland, they do Banya. It's fascinating how integral. Everyone has to have a Banya. And if they don't, if it's in the cities, the Banya center, I mean the traditional stuff, it's the center of the city. It's the center of the neighborhood. It's communal. It's purgative. But what they're doing is they're perfusing the bone marrow. When you get to 200 degrees in a banya sauna, and then you dive into 40-degree water, and then go back and forth and back and forth, if you've trained to the point where you're healthy enough to do that and enjoy that, believe me, you're perfusing and draining the marrow. So you can take it from Scandinavia, or you can take it from the Chinese, you can take it from India, you can take it from any culture if you go back far enough. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. If you are lost in the health labyrinth, if you've been everywhere else, if you're not getting a straight story, if you were once an optimistic individual and now you're pessimistic because you just don't think anybody can figure it out, I'm going to give you a number. It's the number to my office, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. You give my office a call, you come in, and if you're sincere, if you're really passionate about health, if you're tired of being sick and tired of the cliff note answers, come on in and get on your path. I've got 311 shows for you to listen to. If this broadcast captures your imagination, if it captures your passion, listen to the shows. There's a whole world there. I have people all over the world listening to this show now. I have doctors everywhere listening to this show. I don't know anybody that makes connections like this, do you? I mean, I'm just going to say it. I have to say it at this point. It's just so true. Look at that. Osteoporosis is a function, as we age, of shifting the stem cell function of the marrow from new bone cells to fat cells. And of course, it's in the fat of the marrow that we put all our poisons. Something we all have to deal with if we live in Los Angeles or any of the industrial cities or just about anywhere and increasingly outside of the cities. And yet we have these time-tested, sacred, divine rituals. From banya to bone marrow washing qigong that can make the bones soft again. You got to understand the pathways, but they're there. Now, I put on the bottom a whole bunch of herbs. From astragalus to eucomia to cordyceps to deer antler to deer placenta, to goji berries, Premier Research Labs, anything they make is supreme. Another great company, Dragon Herbs, Ron Teagarden. I'm not here to tell you which herbs to take. I'm here to tell you one thing about the herbs that make your bones young again, the herbs that build Jing. The herbs that are supposed to deliver you to a more youthful being. They work proportional to the fundamentals of health. And I'm going to leave you with that one. Work your fundamentals. You'll get 10 times more out of the herb. That is the secret magic of herbal medicine, the fundamentals. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Call my office. Don't wait. Don't do it next year. Don't do it when it's too late. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.